This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Business.
Honeybees, those small, yellow and black, winged insects responsible for pollinating much of mankind's food. Humans have used honey for over 5 millennia as both a food and a medicine. Yet, we've much to learn about the habits of these magically complex creatures. Honeybees seem to live with an intrinsic sense of social order. They live for and are dependent upon their colonies, the superorganism formed by the individuals and the culture of their community. I spoke with Jana Kinsman, who runs Bike-A-Bee in Chicago. Jana manages over 20 hives throughout the city, all by bicycle. Jana's hives are kept in community spaces. A major focus of Bike-A-Bee is to expose communities, and especially children, to bees and the importance of pollinators.
Well, when you keep bees in community spaces, like in community gardens or at community farms, you expose a greater number of people to bees, and they get to develop their own feelings about bees instead of, you know, hearsay or things from the media or whatever. And with a lot of trouble happening with commercial beekeeping, with a lot of the hives dying, people then get to have a more personal relationship with honeybees, and they get to see why they're important and why they're an important part of farming. Whereas most people are afraid of bees or afraid of, you know, having them around in the garden. And I've had many community gardeners who were very apprehensive at first about having a beehive nearby. It's all bicycle operated, so I have a bike trailer that I use to carry equipment around in, along with some panniers. And I visit these sites that are all over the city of Chicago, and I check up on the hives, and I haul any equipment back from the hives, including boxes full of honey. It was really important to me because I've never had a car living in Chicago or at any time. And I wanted to show that you could do agriculture and run a business or, you know, pursue a hobby, and you don't need to have a car for it necessarily. And at the end of the season, to be like, no, they were great. They were really, they didn't bug me at all, and, you know, all of our food got pollinated, and so now we have a harvest. And I don't know, it's that's kind of the bicycling and the community aspect of Bike-A-Bee is the two most important parts for me.
While you are likely familiar with the idea of community and backyard beekeeping, you may be surprised to hear how much of the United States' big ag industry is reliant on industrial beekeeping. According to the USDA, 80% of crops that rely on insect pollination rely on honeybees.
Honeybees are the most efficient because they have this thing called flower fidelity, where they only visit on a single trip out of the hive to forage for nectar. They only visit one type of flower the whole time. So that means you get a more thorough pollination. There's no cross-pollination between one plant to another as far as like species goes. And it's just they do it all efficiently. And you can get hives pretty big and full of lots of worker bees. So that's the reason why they're used commercially for pollination. But it's really taxing on the colonies themselves to be put on trucks and to be fed high fructose corn syrup while they're being moved in transit. And it's just, you know, it's like any kind of American farming practice where it's really intensive and very systematic, super efficient, but it's not always considering the health of the organism first. You have to do it all by hand. So they have to do this currently in some areas of China where they have basically little Q-tip or little brushes that they put pollen on from a pollen manufacturer or somebody who gathers pollen from other trees. And then they have to dip the Q-tip into that pollen and then dust the flower with it. And it's really tedious and expensive, and it's not sustainable. And, you know, I mean, without bees, we just won't have a lot of the food that we enjoy because it will be too inefficient.
Bees have co-evolved with flowering plants over many millions of years. Their unique place in the world's ecosystems cannot be readily mimicked or replaced. Humans, on the other hand, are not efficient pollinators. There are some very real reasons why we should be paying closer attention to the health of our beehives.
Colony collapse disorder is kind of this like catch-all term for this greater problem of American farming. It's not one single thing, which is always like the Western way of treating diseases. It's like, oh, it's one thing, and then we'll treat that thing, and then you're fine. it's many, many, many underlying problems, mostly having to do with the way we farm in America. Some of the main problems are introduced diseases and parasites as a result of globalized commerce. We had to import bees sometimes here in America, and importing honeybees has brought over whole new diseases and parasites that bees in other parts of the world are used to, but our bees are not. So beekeeping 40 years ago is completely different from what it is today. And then other problems like systemic pesticides and industrial farming and herbicides and fungicides, and then not to mention the practices of commercial beekeepers of not letting the honeybees eat their own honey and instead feeding them sugar or high fructose corn syrup. These are all things that just contribute to the health of these colonies. And if you like think of yourself, like when you get a cold, it's not because you were exposed to a virus. It's because you were exposed to a virus and you weren't sleeping well and you weren't eating well and you were stressed out about work. And just all these things kind of coming together creates this like perfect storm opportunity to become sick. I firmly believe it is within the power of the individual to help the way we farm in America and to stop the way we farm in America. And that's voting with your dollar. And if you're spending your money on food that is produced irresponsibly, that's, you know, factory farmed or it's conventional produce, then you're directly supporting the way food is grown in America in bad ways. So you need to be supporting small farms that grow a polyculture of food, so they're growing different things so that they can sustain the native pollinators in their area. If anything, just be sure to buy organic, because then you at least know that they're not using systemic pesticides. And on a large scale, just pay attention to like the politics and to agriculture activism.
To learn more about Bicabee and the delicious honey Jana's bees produce, visit bicabee.com. This is Laura Del Campo reporting for heritageradionetwork.org, coming to you from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.